Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor, good afternoon to you, Pastor.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Not complaining.
Can't complain as well. Is the weather as cool as it is this side?
Yeah, we are in a wet weather here in Zimbabwe.
Oh, man. All right. It's actually as cool as definitely it is here at this side. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for wishing us well.
Lovely. Yeah, man. I hope that you guys can remember the gains of freedom here on Earth. That would remind us of the freedom in the world that we are going to.
Thank you. That's true.
Even better freedom, actually. Now, Pastor, we are going to be concluding the topic, the ripple effect of the small acts of love. We started this conversation a couple of days ago. And, you know, the Christian life of love is a supernatural life. It is not produced merely by human forces. It takes resources that we do not actually have. And this very crucial, it's very crucial for us to admit. It is humbling. Left to ourselves, we can simply just not love. And now we want to conclude this lesson with a look into what Christ has done for us and how it should inform, you know, how we treat each other. Now, Pastor, how does understanding of Jesus' love for us inform our own expression of love for our fellow man?
Thank you. Thank you for that, for bringing such a profound question. You know, John 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave. When he loved, he gave." And also Romans 5, 8 tells us that he loved us before we were right ourselves. So love does not count what one is doing to you and who they are. It is called unconditional love. Sacrificial love, love that transforms. When you love, you don't care what they do and who they are. You love like God loves us. So the love of Jesus can inform us that we should also give love regardless of who they are and what they are doing to us.
Can then forgiveness create a ripple effect of more forgiveness on a wider societal scale?
Correct. It is true. When you read the Bible in Matthew, I think Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, God says the measure you use to forgive others, mm-hmm. it is the same measure that God will use when he forgives you. And he taught us in that prayer that forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Mm. Meaning to say, as we wish to be forgiven, we also should forgive. The ripple effect is that when you forgive, you are also commanding in others that there is need for forgiveness over others, even though they have wronged you. So the ripple effect, when you forgive, it becomes an inspiration. You inspire in others the need to forgive also.
So others will then see a need to forgive as they experience the forgiveness?
Yes. To me, I usually say love is contagious.
Yeah.
When you pass it out, it is received. Actually, people know when love is parceled out to them, they know, like a smile. You smile to somebody, they also smile back. You give love to somebody, they also give you the same love. Love is like you are planting a seed and you harvest the results. The fruit is beneficial to you who plants the seed. So it has ripple effects.
Yeah. Now, do share, if you can, some examples of doing acts of kindness for one's enemy beyond forgiveness. What is the goal and effect of showing love to your enemy?
The goal is that they become like you. You are actually creating disciples when you love others. They will also love in return. Like you have an enemy, and my brother, I pray I pray, this is my prayer, that we are not enemies to others. Let them be enemies to me, but not me to them. So when you love them, you are planting a seed which will come back to you. So loving an enemy, like for example, he's an enemy to you, you greet them. Good morning. How are you this afternoon? How are you this evening? Have you eaten? I see that you are cold. Do you have warm clothes? How are your children? Can I carry you to work? No, you are giving acts of love, trying to teach and train in them that it is possible that enmity will die amongst us.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine that here is your enemy and you are trying to do good and they're thinking, no, he wants to trap me. This one, I know after I did what I did to them, there's no way they're going to be coming to be nice. They probably want to poison my food. Why is he buying me food? And so they reject your kindness because they're thinking it's not possible. What then do you do? Do you say, no, don't worry. Come. I want to show you love. Or do you just let them be?
You just let them be. Let that be their fault, not yours. Keep on giving out love. Keep on, like the sun keeps on shining, regardless of clouds and whatever, it keeps on shining. Keep on doing good. It is them to do or to respond as you share your love with them. Do not tire to do good.
Now, how can we inspire then others to, you know, to perform acts of kindness on a regular basis without really making it burdensome?
Yeah, you know, that one is also a mammoth task, but it has to be done. When you are doing acts of love, it's good to call others to accompany you so that they see that you are doing that, which is good. Call them to go with you. Allow them also to share. Tell them that I'm going to see so-and-so. They are sick, but they need bananas. They need transport. They need whatever. Teach them. Tell them how love can be given out, so that you create many disciples who are a loving community.
And as you said, it may be difficult because others have sought to inspire others. I think we spoke about it, but through you know, sending pictures, you know, posting their pictures on social media pages and stuff like that.
And then
it may not be encouraged because the left hand must not know what the right hand must do. So it's a difficult balancing act, I believe.
Yes, it is a difficult balancing act, but it has to be taught. And when it is now a lesson which you want to teach somebody, you actually have to carry teaching aids. They have to see and to jump with you as you jump, to walk with you as you walk. You are leading them. That's how Jesus did. When he was with us here on earth with the first disciples, he went with them around healing people so that they also understand in their hearts that it is good to do good even to those that do not love you. So when it becomes a lesson, you actually need to carry people around with you and showing them how it is done.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, Pastor, I need you to but just conclude, in conclusion, as we have discussed this over the past couple of days, what are some highlights, the important things that you'd like our listeners to just take note of in terms of, you know, the kindness that we should extend to other people? What are things to note as we part way?
The first thing that I would want us to note as we do our acts of love and as we wish others well is to understand that we are not the best. We are not the best models, but we are called to do that. And that we are also just instruments in God's hands. God is doing his things through us. So glory is not to us, but glory is supposed to be given to Jesus. Whenever we find an opportunity to love, let us not allow that to pass without us doing it. Let's do acts of love. And by doing acts of love, we are following the footsteps of our Master, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, lovely. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for concluding it so beautifully for us. I must wish you a fantastic Sabbath ahead. And please keep warm in these rains, eh?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so, so much, Pastor, and have a fantastic, fantastic preparation as well.
God bless you.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.